Hey, friend, today I'm just going to continue to share personal stories like this. I feel like I get a great response from when I just share my heart and my experience. And most importantly, to let you know that even as a mental health coach, trauma-informed coach, that I obviously still stress, that I still have moments and things and beliefs in my life that have been traumatic that I am still continuing to heal from. And I just wanted to share today, just the past 6 months, what this has looked like for me as far as not strength training and why that matters. Because I feel like the culture and my age, I am 37 at the time of this recording, and at this age, you can start even in perimenopause and things like that, which I have not, but it's strength train, lift, workout X amount of days, eat this, only eat that. It's this pressure. And at the beginning of 2024, I just was in a time, I said, I just can't do this anymore. I can't keep going. I just felt like my body was really continuing to be stressed. And a lot of that was mental stress. We often just so underrate mental stress. In the book, Deadly Emotions, the author talks about how, I believe it's somewhere of a study of 75% of chronic disease or illnesses and things like that come from stress, stress-related things that turn into chronic stress. And as we know, stress upsets our hormones and tanks our adrenals, and then, of course, messes with our thyroid. As women, we know one impacts the other. And for me, it just came to a halt at 2024. I said, I just can't keep doing the things that I've been doing. Most of my history was, especially early 20s, it was under eating, over exercising. And I turned to work to deal with any insecurity or things. I was that fighter. I feel like I had to be that fighter growing up. And I decided to do the opposite of what everybody's doing. For the first half of 2024, I just did like body weight kind of exercises where I would never use more than 3 pounds. So think like bar exercises, any kind of really low key where I was still strength training to an extent, but not anywhere, again, nothing over 3 pounds. Well, then August hit and I just was like, I don't think this is helping either. And as somebody who's been in the health and fitness world for over 14 years, but my career had started in 14 years ago, I was a health coach. And before I went into mental health coaching and trauma-informed coaching. And so I don't think I had ever given my body any kind of break from strength training, because even though strength training is good, it's still stress on the body. I just felt like the Lord just was like, get back to the basics. Like I wasn't doing 10,000 steps. I don't even think I was doing 5,000 steps, but I was at least getting a mile in a day and I was at least exercising, but my movement, how I cared for my body and just the other mental stress was taxing. 2024, it was just a year of healing for me, but not in the way that I expected. And so I wanted to share this with you. Just the powerful truths that I've learned about emotional regulation, stress, and the way we handle pain. For me, I think one of the most important things I've heard from my coaching clients and their testimonies and really their breakthroughs of why they chose me as their coach was because I could understand. I could understand what they were going through. Even if their situation was different. I'm not here to judge. I like to say your sin doesn't scare me, but whether it was body, food, workout, men, work stress, emotional stress, trauma, parents, and all of it, you know, having sex before marriage and just so many different things. And I think we want somebody to kind of have experienced the things that we've gone through. And so for, you know, last 6 months, I just went back to the basics. Not because I didn't love to do it. I love strength training, and it wasn't because it wasn't good for me. It still is good for me. But I really felt like God was asking me a hard question. He was saying, is this good for your body right now? It was humbling. Like I said, I'd been a health coach for 14 years, and my focus was on all the things: workouts, nutrition plans, supplements. And those things are not bad. They can be incredibly helpful. But as I've grown, and why I'm now a mental health and trauma-informed coach, is I realized so many crucial things. Is that the problem isn't the food. The problem isn't the workouts. The problem isn't your body. And believe it or not, the problem isn't other people. Even when they cause you deep pain, the problem is this: are we properly handling our pain, offenses, and the beliefs that we carry? So when I took a step back from strength training, I realized how much stress my physical body was carrying, because I was doing all the right things, but I was still feeling stuck. Sound familiar? You feel like you're eating. You feel like you're doing what God has called you, no matter what it is. Even if it's not about food or strength training, like, you still probably feel like you're doing things, but you still feel stuck. And sometimes we're doing everything good, right? We're moving our bodies. We're checking all the boxes. You're just not seeing progress. Because healing is just not about the external. It's not just about checking things off your list. And so I had to get back to the basics. I had to create new routines in the midst of changing my career and making time for these 10,000 steps that did not come automatically for me. It was a change. And then I started to add in morning sunlight, and that was another change. And I had to make sure I was eating enough food, because I think as women, sometimes we undereat without even intentionally recognizing that. And if we're continuing to go, it's a lot about the beliefs underneath of it all. You know, what do I believe about food? Is it fuel, or is it a way to control my emotions? What do I believe about my workouts? Are they punishment or a way to earn approval or to celebrate the body that God gave me? What do I believe about my body? Am I seeing it through the lens of truth and comparison, or do I believe that my body has failed me? That's a big one that I work through with my coaching clients, especially when they have experienced deep loss in their body. What do I believe about pain? Am I letting it shape me in unhealthy ways, or allowing God to heal it? And so this past year, God just gently showed me that my stress wasn't just my schedule. It was pushing myself so hard and convincing myself I was still okay. And so God was just continuing to call me to go deeper and deeper. And that's where we went. You know, Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." The rest isn't just physical, it's emotional and spiritual. Jesus isn't just asking us to like fix ourselves and to check every box. He's asking us to bring our pain to him, to let him carry us. I also found comfort in Proverbs 4:23. "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Guarding our hearts means being intentional about what we believe about ourselves, about others, and God. My journey of learning this is when I started to go back to the basics. I really stopped distracting myself with anything else. And on top of the losses that I've experienced this year, I realized that the more I took a step back, changed my beliefs, de-stressed my body, the more emotionally regulated I became, the more my body was like, okay, we can handle this now. And then I realized when I was in a stressful state, when I was in fight or flight, even just in my house, rushing around from task to task to task for no reason, thinking I'm going to save myself 20 extra seconds going from task to task. There's a lot of beliefs behind that. And there was a lot of transition for me personally in 2024. But now, taking my own break and recognizing this emotional regulation, I see it. I see it when I'm working with my coaching clients, of how stress they're, the stress that they're carrying in their body, the pain that they're carrying in their body, and they're trying to fix it with their schedule or their strength training or what they're eating when we talk about that. Or they're just trying to fix people, and that's not it either. So as a mental health coach, I see this all the time. People feeling stuck, not because they're eating the wrong food, but because they're eating to avoid an emotion. People obsessing over workouts because they believe their worth is tied into their performance. People holding on to pain, which affects how they see themselves, others, and even God. When we don't process our pain, it shows up everywhere in our bodies, our relationships, and our faith. But when we invite God into our healing process, everything changes. And this year, I learned to strip down things to the basics because I didn't need every new supplement or workout program that somebody recommended online, hashtag influencers, especially in this space of, which I'm so thankful for, of just more information of adrenals and gut and even healing your cycle and things like that. I'm thankful for that, but we don't need every supplement. We don't need to do every workout. And this comes down to asking the Lord, is this good for your body right now? Is this what the Lord's asking you to do? More of my story goes back even further with struggling with hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's. And a lot of that comes down to the stress over the years that I put on my body. And I know that this is a continual process for me. And I, at the time of this recording, I'm still not strength training. I'm doing light stretching and getting in 10,000 steps plus and continuing to work on eating enough food and making sure I have enough protein in my days. And being able to create that space has allowed me to be able to become emotionally regulated. It has allowed me to see the difference of being in a stressful state and not. But most importantly, I had given myself the space to go against the grain of what everybody else is telling me I need to do. But knowing now this is what my body needed and how it's shaped, look different, to recognize my own eating habits, to recognize when I feel like I deserve something as far as food goes, you know, or whatever it may be. Like I'm still human here on the other side of this microphone. And I am here to say that I'm somebody who is walking with you, even if I might be a few steps ahead of you. So what about you? If you've been feeling stuck, ask yourself, what beliefs might be keeping you from healing? Have you taken the time to process your pain with God? Are you doing, quote unquote, all the right things, but ignoring what your heart needs? This is a time to evaluate where you are. Do you need to go back to the basics? How's your water? How's your food? How are you moving? Just movement. I'm not talking about strength training. I'm talking about movement. We can work out for an hour a day, but sit the rest of the time. How are we moving our bodies? How are we speaking about our bodies? How are we just taking care of our soul, our spirit, and our body? Because healing isn't about perfection, it's surrender. Healing isn't linear, it's up and down, up and down. And I've learned the importance of creating the space for emotional regulation. And oftentimes when we're doing something with the Lord, it's going to look very different from what everybody else is doing. And I'm not saying that, again, I'm looking forward to strength training again, but there is going to be a time in my life because for the last, I don't even know how many years, I have pushed it and pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And at some point, it's going to ask for something back, and it has. And maybe your body is asking for something back because you have pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. And so sometimes the scariest thing is to peel back the layers and to go back to the basics because we're scared to do that. We think, oh, that doesn't even make sense. But your body is different. My body is different in what it needs. And I always say, get the proper testing. Get a hair test done. Get a Dutch test done. Get a stool scan. Get things done that give an idea about what's going on in your body. But I know when God was asking me the hard question, is this good for your body right now? I had to be honest with myself so I could address the things going on inside of me and really what my body needed to get out of such a high, intensive, stressful state. If you have any questions, I'd love to answer them. You can ask them on Instagram or just email me. But if anything, I just wanted to encourage you with this, that it's not about the food. It's not about the workouts, your body, and even other people. It's often how we're handling our pain, offenses, and the beliefs that we carry about those things. What is our stress level? And are we pushing ourselves back to the basics? Sleep. I haven't mentioned that. Are we working out, strength training, on empty stomachs and no sleep? Because that is going to create stress. I know I could keep going on and on, but if you feel stuck right now, book a free 20-minute consultation with me so that you don't have to continue this year feeling stuck. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching or wherever you're listening to this. All you have to do is click the show notes and the link will be right there for you to be able to book a free 20-minute consultation. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.